Next item on the agenda is Andrew A. Kerfer's Oyster Planting Ground Application 2018060.
I can guarantee this one won't take as last as my long, long as my life.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kerfer's.
This is a Oyster Ground lease application hearing from Mr. Andrew Kerfer's. He did apply for ground, approximately 204 acres in the Rappahannock River in Lancaster County. The project is protested by a nearby property owner and an adjacent leaseholder. So we're in the Rappahannock, middle part of Rappahannock. The application is located along this reach of the shoreline. Closer view, again, it touches the public ground to the west and runs up the shoreline here. It does surround a couple of existing leases, and this is the leaseholder that's protesting the application. It's also protested by one property owner along the shore. The property owner, Catherine C. Watson, indicated concerns about navigation if the lease is granted. The adjacent leaseholder, who's objecting, also noted the shallow nature of much of the application and concerns about impacts to navigation. There is a creek to the north. We don't believe where this application stops that it should have any impact on accessing it out of the creek. And interestingly, the protestant has a lease that's actually closer to the mouth of the creek and in similar water depths as a lot of the application area. So as I'm prone to state now, this paragraph, the use of cages, floats, and nets for shellfish propagation has resulted in increased public awareness of leases in the bottomlands and highlighted the necessity for more comprehensive review of lease application requests. Such requests in populated areas raise new issues regarding public trust lands to include user conflicts, property values, aesthetics, navigation impacts, and suitable bottom types. Stewardship of public trust lands while weighing the public private benefits versus detriments requires a multifaceted review of shellfish lease application requests. This application was originally surveyed by Bay Design Group, a private surveying firm that's been doing a number of our applications, and the original survey contained less than the area the applicant requested. He then requested both from us and Bay Design Group that they modify the survey to better reflect what he had actually asked for, since it was already protested. A modification to the first survey was conducted, and a new plat was submitted to BMRC, which now contains 203.74 acres. The surveyed area does not contain any submerged aquatic vegetation. So this basically represents the area as surveyed, the red area. A little closer view of it. It appears to us that it should be far enough offshore that it should not impact any of the people with piers. They're considerably a distance away. It's fairly uniform depth along the shoreline. It is relatively shallow on the inshore side. It gets deeper as you get to the public ground. The closest place it comes to the shore is right here, which is a couple hundred feet. There is a riparian lease there, and there's a gap in between it and in the surveyed area. The rest of the these are primarily riparians. The lease will be considerably offshore of those as well. So I tried to orient this map. I know it looks weird, but sort of north, like you just looked at, so you can see the actual survey. It does wrap around a couple of these leases of Mr. Pittman, and then another lease that's off the screen you can't see. And just to get your head screwed back on right, I'll turn it around so it's oriented.
Need more than that.
Right. Our staff does evaluate each protested application on a case-by-case basis. In this case, should the applicant decide to deploy cages upon the area if granted, placement of any such gear must comply with our current BMRC regulations regarding navigation impacts. While much of the surveyed area is relatively shallow, the application appears to remain far enough offshore to alleviate any navigation impacts to highland properties. The lease is more than 200 feet offshore of the closest pier and several hundred feet offshore of the other piers along a majority of the application area. It would appear that any future riparian private pier requests will not need to extend as far offshore as the inshore line of the surveyed area. The adjacent leaseholder has three leases that adjoin the surveyed area. Water depths of the surveyed area appear to be very similar to those of the adjoining leases of the protester, and it does not appear that granting the lease application would adversely affect those existing leases. Therefore, staff has reviewed the concerns expressed by the protestants and, based on the area as surveyed, does not believe leasing this area will create any significant navigation issues or adverse impact to adjoining horseshoe ground leases. Therefore, we do recommend approval of the area as surveyed of 203.74 acres. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Stagg? Thank you, Ben.
The applicant is here.
Mr. Kerfey's here?
Yes, sir.
Good day, sir.
He's been patiently waiting.
I know he has. I have seen him since very, very early this morning. Just raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, serve you God.
Yes, sir.
You state your name for the record, please.
Mr. Kerfey.
Anything you want to tell the commissioner?
I've been here since 9.
Wow. Okay. Good. Let me ask you a question. Your history in aquaculture. You've been involved in.
I've been a waterman 8 years. Been a full time for 5.
Okay. Okay. Any questions? Mr. Tankard.
And you, there's no plan for cages here.
No, sir.
Okay. Great. Further questions? All right. Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to the application? There, seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Sorry you had to wait so long. Have a good day.
For the record, not everyone takes as long as this morning, see? Once in a while, I get one that's fast.
Not lately.